The first of the month, I would like you to give your attention to a new psalm meditation for this month. Throughout March, we'll be thinking about Psalm 43. I'll read it as it's found in the New King James, and then we'll be singing it throughout this month. Remember that our purpose is to understand these psalms so that we can relate to the godliness that is pictured here and be led to worship the Lord by these words. So please listen as I read Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Psalm 43 is obviously related to the one that's gone before, to Psalm 42. In fact, two of the verses are exactly the same. Verses 2 and 5 are exactly the same as verses 9 and 11, respectively, in Psalm 42. It's led some commentators to think that maybe these two psalms have, through the years, become separated into two different psalms. Or they have speculated that it's an appendix written because of the same circumstances or similar circumstances that David faced that led him to cry out in time of trouble. We don't know exactly, but we can say at least that the similarity of these psalms ties them together in a very important way. And if it is an appendix or a reoccurrence of trouble, it's very typical of the Christian life to experience trouble again, isn't it? And it's appropriate for us to think of this psalm as we go through the Christian life and to know that we can cry out to God in time of trouble. The purpose of this psalm, and as well as the one before in Psalm 42, is to lament before God, to express the distress that we experience at the loss of the presence of God. Psalm 42 and Psalm 43 ask, where is the face of God in my time of trouble? Where is the presence of God as my enemies are around me? And so as David leads the people of God to express this distress at the loss of God's presence, he also leads us to lift up our souls from the depths of despair and to look to the God who is our hope. Last month, Dave focused on that longing for God that Psalm 42 expresses. I'm going to build on that to direct your attention towards looking at God, the God of our hope. The longing for God is expressed in several different ways, and let me just draw those out in this psalm, looking through chronologically. And I want you to note how David expresses or addresses God, because he gives us some very precious ways that we can address God ourselves, especially in our time of trouble. He addresses God as a righteous judge. Vindicate me, says in verse 1. Plead my case. He knows that the Lord is a righteous judge, and so he appeals to him as such. He addresses God as his strength in verse 2, calling out to God, my strength. He calls him his joy, and in fact, his exceeding joy in verse 4. Excuse me, I skipped over verse 3, which addresses God as his guide asking the Lord to send out His light and His truth to guide him. And then joy in verse 4. Then hope in verse 5, where he says to himself and to the congregation, hope now in God. And then finally he addresses God as our help. He is the help of my countenance. I was struck as I thought of this psalm about how this is a psalm of faith. It is definitely a lament, but by David's example, we are led by faith to plead our case before Christ. We cling to what we know is true, and the things that we know are true are how God reveals himself in Scripture. And it's especially appropriate in time of trouble to bring back to that time of trouble the promises of God and those things that we know that He has revealed to us and given to us. It's especially appropriate for us to remember that God is our judge, our strength, our guide, joy, hope, and help. In times of trouble, by faith, we confess these things. Note as well that the communion with God that David longs for is especially addressed or especially expressed by communion with God's people in the corporate worship. This comes through right in the heart of this psalm. In the center of the psalm, in verse 3, David appeals to the Lord to send out His light and truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. It's in the corporate worship that David finds this presence of the Lord expressed in a special way. He finds deep peace in the presence of God as he assembles with other believers to confess sin, to worship before the Lord. It's in this corporate fellowship that a profession of faith is made in a together way. There is a corporate confession of sin and a rejoicing at God's forgiveness that's pronounced in Jesus Christ. And I'm reminded as well, as we celebrated the sacrament of communion last week, that we practice there confessing our faith in God and experiencing then the reality of the body and blood of Christ given to us. It's also in the preaching of God's Word that there's a shedding forth of that light and truth. And in the corporate sense, God sheds forth His presence upon His people. And so David longs for the presence of God, and particularly as it's expressed in corporate worship. In conclusion, I want you to note David's common experience. He experienced trial and opposition and despair and longing for God. He experienced such that it caused him to cry out to God for His help. And note David's remedy in this case: to hope in God, to remember Christ in times of trouble by meditating on God's goodness, His love and faithfulness, and to seek out God's presence, especially in the corporate worship. There is a storing up that David exhibits, a storing up for times of trouble. You might think of that in a financial sense, where you lay up an emergency account so that in case you're ever in need, you have something in the bank to provide for yourself. In a very similar way, David shows a bringing forth from things that he has stored up, those promises of God and the reality of the Lord's faithfulness, so that in times of trouble that he would be able to draw those out and remember them. There's also a storing up through corporate worship where God pours out His Spirit upon His people so that we can know the peace of His presence. With that in mind, as we sing Psalm 43, I hope that you would store up the promises of God, that you would store them up personally by remembering how God has been faithful in His love to you in Jesus Christ. And store up especially the corporate praise and worship, the privilege of being a body of Christ together, knowing that in Jesus Christ there is comfort and there is peace. I invite you to please turn to Psalm 43. There's just the one selection here. And by faith, we will sing of our trust in the Lord, even in times of trouble. I invite you to please stand and sing Psalm 43.